Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer, Mike Snyder, and Mark Rawson on the Spiritual Connections Radio Network. It's Mark Rawson. I'd like to welcome you to the Saint Germain Radio Show. We usually run the show the second Tuesday of every month at this time, and we're really excited to have Mike on with us this evening and Brigitte. Mike will be playing music, and Brigitte will be doing channeling and doing all kinds of messages. If you'd like to call in for a reading, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. To find out more about the radio show and everything, you can go to our website, which has the links I'm going to be giving out for Mike and Brigitte in a few minutes in case you don't catch it. And the radio website has information about both of their, you know, their websites. It also has information about the shows that are on Spiritual Connections Radio every month. And you can go to that website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. So this evening we're going to have Brigitte on. She's going to be doing the channeling. She has all kinds of great lectures that you can take part in. You can also work with her one-on-one, does incredible work. And you can find out more about her at her website at lightbridge101.com. The music that you heard in the beginning is channeled music, and Mike is the one that does that. He has tons of other great music, which is absolutely beautiful to listen to. It's great for your body, great for relaxing, meditating, everything. And you can find out more about his music and everything by going to his website at www.mike, and that's MikeSnyderCC.com. And you can find out more about his services. My name's Mark, and I'll be doing the Diksha blessing, and I'll be screening your calls this evening. And Brigitte, I'm going to turn it over to you and see if I can go find Mike on one of the phone lines.
Sounds great. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show. And it is always so great to be with all of you. And all of you who have been affected in some form or way by either storms, wildfires, earthquakes, my love goes out to you. I hope you're okay. I hope your home is okay. I know there's been a lot going on everywhere, so we just need to keep on going, because this is the time of transformation. It's a time of great purging, where Earth is shifting and letting go and releasing just as we are doing it ourselves. So the best we can do is just find that place of inner silence and send love and light into the fabric of existence itself, to support this awakening process and this process of change. You were able to find Mike?
Yeah, I got Mike on.
I heard you say, all right. Oh, good. Awesome. Nice job. And so we are getting ready to step into the fall. The equinox is coming up next week, so that always symbolizes change. And as we witness this change of seasons, whether it's the spring equinox for those in the southern hemisphere or the fall equinox for us in the northern hemisphere, it is about change. And as you all know, Saint Germain is the master of transformation, the master of change. And so we very much experience right now, or witnessing a lot of things that might not be exactly comfortable or might not make us necessarily happy. I've heard of a lot of different people where they had to experience losing a very, very dear loved one, and the pain that comes with that, and the sorrow and the hardship of dealing with something like that. And so we always have these moments where we very closely experience our physicality, our human self, and it brings us discomfort because we feel our limits. And when we, especially when we lose someone, on the one hand, especially if we are on a path of enlightenment, we know that contracts are up and we know that everything is happening the way it's supposed to happen. And yet we still feel that physical loss, that physical disconnectedness, that not suddenly being able to talk to someone or to feel the nurturing of their presence in one's life. And it's not even with people, it is with our animals too. And so when change comes like that, and it suddenly comes like that, it makes us feel so lost in our humanness, so lost in that the fact that we are stuck in a body here on Earth at this time, and we remember how it could be. And I don't know about you, but often what I notice is when it is that someone has moved on, someone has transitioned, there's a part of us that sometimes even wishes that it could be us, because we know that through this transitioning, you leave that physical shell behind and you step into a more free and liberated self. And yet, it's not for us at this time, because we are needed right now here on Earth. So we are experiencing now the fall equinox in the Northern Hemisphere, which very much reminds us of this time of letting go of leaves, letting go of what we've carried with us up to this point, emptying ourselves to make room for something new to come in the next year. And often in this letting go, we kind of want to control the process. I want to know what next year is going to bring, what the next is going to be. And we can't see it. We can't. We in our humanness, we are not permitted in a way to look beyond the present moment. And it can be frightening. It can be very uncomfortable. And so the greatest lessons that we are learning at this time is the lesson of trust and working with something greater than us that actually can see the bigger picture to safely bring us through the changes of time. We all knew this was happening. We all knew on some level that this is a time of great awakening. And whenever great awakening is happening, there is that birthing pain. There is that shift and change, that letting go that can create friction. And so the masters and the angels and all the beings of light, they want to remind us and they want to support us in this process of letting go, in this process of stepping into this quiet place where we can connect with our God self, our divine I Am presence, or the creator, the great spirit of all that is, who, however you want to call that, and then allow that part of us, that divine vast aspect of us, to connect and to reassure us there are no accidents, that everything is happening in perfect divine order. And we might not understand it right now. We might not even understand it in a year from now. But at some point, it will make sense. At some point, there will be a deeper understanding. And it is the lack of understanding that often frightens us. But as we are willing to be in the not knowing, as we are willing to truly empty ourselves so that a greater light can come in, life will change from a life of obstacles to a life of synchronicity. And we will begin to witness more and more miracles as we allow this to unfold. So it is a lot about the trust and faith that as changes happen, we might not understand them, but they carry us in the long run exactly where we need to be. And sometimes the changes don't look as pretty as we would like it to be, but the end result will bring us more, I would say, will bring us closer to the divine realization of who we really are, and allowing us to step more into that power of self-creation. It might not look like this for you right now, but let me tell you, looking at the last few years and what I've witnessed in my own life, as painful as certain things were, it has allowed me to reach more and more another level of letting go of control. And I'm not there yet by any means. Like just today, in preparation of the retreat that I'm hosting, I'm running in circles, wanting to know, wanting to prepare. But whenever you channel retreats, there's a lot of things you just have to have trust and faith that they're coming through. So yes, I'm still very human in that I also have my fear and my anxiety, but I always witness them when the retreats happen and the divine takes over, that everything is taken care of. And so the greatest lesson is to allow things to unfold in its own natural appropriate time and to not get frustrated when it's not as fast as we would like it to be, to not get impatient, to not become intolerant with our surroundings and give up on your path of enlightenment, but to know that it's all going to unfold even so you might not necessarily see it. They love to bring that example of an iceberg where 80% of the iceberg you cannot even see because it's underneath the water. It doesn't mean it's not there. So even so you can't see the process that is taking place in your life, doesn't mean that it's not happening. And so when you are now opening yourself up to the beautiful music of Mike and to the oneness blessing you're going to receive from Mark, I invite you to go into this place of inner stillness and open yourself up to that greater part of you and just allow yourself to be in a place of not knowing, to be in a place even of not understanding. You know, so often you want to understand, you want to make sense of something, you think it through, and yet the greatest experiences come from the willingness to just be in your heart. And your heart doesn't think, your heart feels the truth of something, whether it makes sense or not. Love cannot be rationalized, it has to be felt. So open yourself to the willingness of not understanding, of not making sense of your life or everything that is happening right now, but just allow yourself to feel the sacred touch of your divine I Am presence that comes in through the silence of your inner self, where you can remember that regardless of how difficult it seems or how much you might think you're in separation, that in truth, you are whole, you are complete, you are holiness in your own unique sacred way. So close your eyes, open your hands, palms up, and just allow yourself to receive not only the oneness blessing that's handing out, but also the blessing of your alignment with your divine I Am presence, your spiritual self, your God self, the blessing that comes by just letting yourself fall and being embraced by this greater part of you without the need to make sense of it, just allowing it to happen. And with that, I'm handing it over to Mark and Mike now.
Thank you.
you to the high frequency that is coming through at this time to touch all of those who are listening. The music comes through the way it is supposed to. But don't disregard the frequency you're feeling from it, because everything is frequency. You are, and so is everything else. I am Saint Germain, and I'm with you at this time of great transformation due to the significance of the role every one of you plays. As I said, you are frequency. You are music in your own way. And so acknowledge that about yourself. That as you move around, as you walk on the sacred grounds of Earth, you exchange frequency with your surroundings. And every word, every thought, every action holds a certain frequency. And some of you are very aware of that. And some of you have experienced feeling overwhelmed by the frequencies you picked up from your surroundings. And understandably so, because in many ways, these frequencies can be so different from your core essence that it feels like someone is shame. You are feared, creating an opening, creating a wound. But please always remember that something like that is in fact not done intentionally. Most are not aware of the effect they have on their surroundings. And so it is even more important for you to uphold the love and light that is your true divine heritage more than ever. And we always say it is not about how many classes you teach or how many clients you have that come to you for sessions, but it really is about the way you go about living your life. Your willingness to be in holy communion with your surroundings, especially with nature. It is in nature that you are being reminded of your own true self again. It is through the willingness to look upon the radiant silence of a tree or a flower, to realize that even though there comes a time where you have to let go of that what has dressed or of that what has made you you, to open yourself up empty-handed, empty, without any attachments to that what is being given to you by your divine self in the days ahead. But looking in nature, that is something you can witness and realize that it happens all the time and that it is a safe process, regardless of what it might appear to you on first sight. And we understand that some of you have gone through tremendous loss already. And if you want to, as Brigitte said before, rationalize it, you won't be able to. This process, this natural in-breath and out-breath, this natural time of contraction and expansion, the rhythm of this universe, the ebb and flow of creation, involution and evolution, bringing something into form, which means contracting the vast energy into something solid, and then changing that solid form back into energy, extracting it. That is the constant of life, of God just created as a great spirit of all that is, experiencing itself in all its different facets. So to fight creation, to fight God, the creator, the great spirit of all that is, you're only fighting the divine self that's in you. And so as you learn to allow for life to unfold in its own natural way, as you allow yourself in silence to reach up to your divine self and to receive the inspiration, the higher vision, the ideas necessary for you to create a plan of action accordingly, not based on your fears, but based on divine inspiration, based on a trust and faith that the divine self is guiding you safely into a higher expression of yourself. And when we say higher expression, we don't mean better or worse, greater or less. What we mean, a higher frequency, a changed frequency, a frequency that is more in alignment with your God self. And it is in this alignment that you can experience joy, love, peace, oneness, atonement to this higher vibration that encompasses all. And so the greatest gift at this time of accelerated awakening that you can give to yourself is a gift of silence. It's a gift of going within. It's a gift of being willing to not know, to not understand, to not conceptualize, to be willing to be open, open to receive the inspiration of the divine, to be touched by the God self within and around you. Miracles happen all the time. And you're trying so hard to make it right. You're trying so hard to be enlightened, to be spiritual, to be the perfect human, that you miss out on just being you. Because if you're just you, your true you, your divine self, you don't have to become something. You can just be you. The evolutionary process of the path of enlightenment is the becoming through moving inwards and being who you truly are. It is actually releasing all these labels and attachments and thought patterns that you've put upon yourself, upon your surroundings, upon humanity, upon life on earth, to let go of all of that so that you can find that endless fountain of divinity that flows from this in your heart outward into every cell of your body, into every part of creation, into everything that exists. And so life becomes a hologram of your true divine inner essence if you allow it to. Fear interferes with that flow. Now, we understand that it is extremely difficult at times to transform fear into love and light. But again, usually this is the case because you're trying to do it alone. When the fear comes up, don't have to face it alone. You can call on all of us to step in and to support you in the process of moving beyond the fear into the full divine love and light of your true divine expression. And so at this time, with all this turmoil of transformation that is occurring on Earth, with all the fear of more storms hitting or more earthquakes or more catastrophes in some form or way, with all the intensity of the political situation, a country divided, a world divided, floods, droughts, take this moment right now and release all of that and make yourself the eye. And when you look at old mystical drawings, even on your dollar bill, there's a pyramid, there's a smaller pyramid above it that has one eye in it. And what this symbolizes is that there's a gap between your human self and your divine self that has that all-seeing eye. And for you to be able to bridge that gap, for you to be able to bring both pieces together, you have to allow yourself to be carried across the gap of fear, to be carried across a place of separation to a place of oneness, into the loving embrace of your supernal self, into the loving triangle of wisdom, understanding, and divine union of the masculine and the feminine, of love and fear, of everything that's dual, coming together, completing each other, and becoming one within your heart. And so take a deep breath. Go into your heart now. Feel within your heart the sacredness of your true self. See that all-seeing eye that is above your crown. Allow it to come into you through your in-breath and out-breath. Breathe it in through your crown. Breathe out any fear, or any anxiety, or anything that is stopping you from bringing in your true divine all-oneness self into your heart. Merging your spiritual self with your human self, bringing balance, bringing yourself back into a place of peace. In this balance, just like at the time of the equinox, where light and darkness, day and night is the balance, this is your key of power, your key of walking your path effortlessly without all that tension that you have been experiencing. Always find a way to bring spirit and human self together into your heart. You are a living equal arm cross. So it is not just about bringing your spiritual self and your human self together, it is also about bringing the two aspects of yourself, feminine, masculine, the part of you that is active and the part of you that is quiet and silent and receptive, the part of you that is creative and the part of you that wants to think things through and have a plan and a structure. All these parts seem opposing to each other, but in reality, if you bring them into balance, if you allow them to work together, then you become the holiness of your true divine self. And calling yourself holy is not sacrilegious. It is envisioning yourself being whole, being complete, being that balanced, equal-armed cross with the heart at your center. And the heart is your portal. It is your portal, your doorway to your true expanded self. And so when the time of fall comes, when the time of emptying yourself once again comes, preparing you for the winter months, all it is about being willing to let go of attachments, being willing to empty yourself to become nothing, to become free of labels, free of concepts, free of ways that you must be or need to be, free of these concepts of how you envision the path of enlightenment to be, so that in that emptiness, you can hear your true voice. That voice that will tell you when to act and when not, when to open yourself up to receive, and when to move and create a plan of action to follow through. There's a place and time for everything. And often we see that you're trying so hard to push the river and get frustrated when things don't work out. And the reason they don't work out is because you haven't followed divine timing. Take another deep breath. Be in your heart. Open yourself up. Open your consciousness up beyond the room that you find yourself in. Open your consciousness up towards your surrounding, your neighborhood, community you live in. And through the portal of your heart, through your alignment with the all-seeing eye, with your spiritual self, are you capable of witnessing the light within the darkness, the light within everyone, the light within the nothingness? Because it always is there. It is the great spirit that connects all. And so let your consciousness now expand further to that part of your life that feels mundane, that feels dark and limiting, into the relationships that might feel limiting, into the family situation that might feel limiting. Just expand your consciousness in this alignment that you're in now and witness the light within everything. And the only reason you've experienced discomfort is because of your expectations, because of your labeling and attachments for the need of a certain outcome. Let go of the need of the certain outcome and just bring yourself into that place of inner peace that allows everything to unfold. Expand your consciousness further and feel the scars on the hurricane, on the earthquake, from the wildfires, from the mudslides, from the floodings. Feel that. But also remember that when a tree falls, little seedlings come up to replace it. And as horrible as it is at that moment, when the old simply falls away, there is new growth underneath it. And I want you to feel that new growth, these little seedlings underneath the surface. as I want to come out. I push through the darkness into the light. And I want you to call these seedlings of light upwards so that they can expand. They can touch upon humanity so that these wounds and these scars can be released in the knowing that there is going to be growth, spiritual growth that comes out of this. Maybe not right at this moment, but down the road. And so expand your consciousness further until you feel you become one with Gaia, one with Earth. And just hold Earth within you, in the alignment of you and your divine I Am presence. And as you hold Earth within you, she will speak to you now. Feel her voice. Feel her touch. Feel her being in holy communion with you now, to you, because she needs you. You're not here simply to suffer or to be in a place of separation or to go to work every day believing that you're wasting your time away and not making a difference. Gaia speaks to you because you play a role on this beautiful planet Earth. Your frequency, your tone, your light has been exactly maneuvered and put where it needs to be. And not because you're simply a pawn in a bigger game. You found your place because on a higher level, you knew this also where you were needed the most. Beyond all the drama, this is the place where you are needed right now. And all the judgment and all your limiting thoughts, listen to Gaia speaking to you. She does not see them. Feel her gratitude for your willingness to transform and transmute anger, hatred, greed, fear, narrow-mindedness. Your presence transcends these things. Even so, you go home at times like a tired warrior, which in a way is not an incorrect title for you because you were fighting all day long to keep up the vibration of love and light, to keep up your true divine frequency, regardless of the surroundings. And so, yes, you are tired. And now I ask you, what do you do when you come home and are tired? Do you judge yourself for being tired and exhausted? Do you judge yourself for being drained? Or do you celebrate hard days of work by the wounds of your labor and nurture yourself back to make it another day, to bring change, to bring transformation, to bring healing to a world that so much needs it right now, one more time? Because this certainly isn't about you, but it is about that, what you're now carrying within you. It is about Gaia. It is about Earth. And every time you shift a relationship from separation back into balance, into love, into light, every time you find a way to release something that no longer serves you in a peaceful way, in a divine way, meaning with divine timing, without rushing it, without being afraid, without forcing it too soon to transform, then you're doing the work of the God within. Especially in relationships, we understand that there are some of you that have grown tired and frustrated of the relationship and attachment that you still carry to someone. There is a divine timing in everything, and you're not separate. You're all connected. Everybody, everything is part of you, part of your soul growth process. So be kind with yourself, as you also then can be kind with your surroundings, knowing that this is a process of transformation you're going through. So now I want you to link up beyond the sun of the solar system, link up all the way to the heart of this universe, feeling all the galaxies, including the one that Earth is part of, the billions and billions of stars and solar systems, and just feel that alignment of the universal cosmic heart with this galaxy, with the sun, and with the Earth that you carry within you. You are the grid that allows this cosmic love, this cosmic energy to come in and not only fill you up, but also fill Gaia up. And so allow yourself now to receive this download of pure love and light. Breathe it in and become aware that you're not just breathing it into your own self, into your own self, but that you're breathing it into the earth that is within you, into the mountains and rivers, into the hearts of the many people that are part of the earth, the animal kingdom, trees and plants, into everything. You're breathing it into the heart of Gaia, and from Gaia's heart can it go out from within to the outer part of Gaia, the surface. And acknowledge that you're part of an incredible cycle of creation. That as you acknowledge your connection to Earth, instead of running away from it, instead of so deeply desiring to ascend, to be among your brethren again, which we understand. But right now, for right now, your divine purpose is to be on Earth, to be that bridge, the bridge to universal love, to be poured forth into the earth and everything connected to the earth. This is a time to move beyond hatred, beyond the lack of forgiveness, beyond all the labels you've put upon yourself about who you are and who you're not, into all-encompassing love and that sense of oneness to all of creation. And descending now from the higher realms are 12 angels of healing sitting around you, weaving a grid of light and you are at the center of this grid of light, you and Gaia. And sacred light geometry is being woven into you, strengthening your light body, your Merkaba field, strengthening your ability to travel at night, to meet up with us in the astral realm, and to receive guidance and teachings in your sleep. But it is also done to strengthen your light body, to help you with the integration of all these new frequencies that have been triggered to come in, especially at the full solar eclipse, but there will be more to come in the days ahead, because this is the time of change and fighting change. Is not going to be beneficial, but finding ways to allow it to happen will be greatly beneficial for all. Take a deep breath in, feel these light sacred geometries filling you up, and take a deep breath out, allowing yourself to simply accept that what you're receiving at this time. Breathe in. Feel the presence of the angels continuing their work. Breathe out. Let go. Release. Hear your divine I'm presence calling out to you, reminding you of who you are. Breathe in again. Deep in-breath. Hold it for a moment. Feel in the stillness of holding your breath, your connection to the divine. And then as you breathe out, allow these sacred light geometry, the light you're receiving, and the cosmic love from the heart of this universe to fully integrate further into Gaia. Again, stop for a moment after you breathe out. Feel the gratitude of Gaia as you breathe in once again. Breathe in more light. Breathe in more love. As you breathe it out, direct it into Gaia. Breath in, hold, feel your whole body relaxing in the process. Feel your whole system releasing all of your adrenaline. Bring it back, balance and peace. Take a breath in, forward. Take a breath out, forward. Feel how at the bottom of your head, the pituitary gland and the pineal gland both are giving out a secretion of balancing your brain functions now too. There's a balancing occurring. Take a deep breath in again. Hold. This is the key to walk through transformation, through the awakening process in a peaceful and harmonious way. Then fear comes in, connect with the cosmic heart of this universe. Connect with Gaia, bring Gaia within your own self, and use the in-breath and out-breath to balance out your human self in the process. Take another deep breath in. The angels are slowly finishing the weaving process. 12th, with you 13, holding great significance. It is a time of completion for you. It is a time of closing one door and getting ready to open a new door for you. Don't be afraid of the time in between those two doors. It is a necessary time of transformation. A new beginning will happen soon enough, much faster than you even were expecting. So use the in-breath and out-breath to release anxiety and to step into a place of allowance. And with allowance, we mean allowing universal Christ consciousness to fill you up, guide and direct you in the days ahead. Those 12 angels have completed the process. They are sealing that, what they've done with you and your light body now. They're sealing it with your heart, and at your third eye, and at your crown, as well as at your power center, at your sacred chakra. They are now stepping away and ascending again, came from. And now I ask you to gently, with love, release the earth from within you, allow it to go back to its original place, in the knowing though that you have changed her, you've touched Gaia, you've supported her, and now being in Holy Communion, this Gaia is equally important as being in Holy Communion with your Divine Self. Because after all, Gaia, Earth, is thy kingdom, the kingdom you're creating, the form you're creating through your alignment with your Divine I Am Presence. So never underestimate the connection that it is for you to maintain to bring about a world of love, peace, and harmony. And so now, envision yourself giving Gaia last touch, last loving embrace in whatever form you want to visualize it. Bring your consciousness now slowly back, all the way back into the room where you started your journey from. Envision yourself one more time, fully as illuminated, equal armed cross that you are, with the heart at the center. Above and below, spirit and human self in alignment and balance, masculine and feminine side in balance. All the elements within you in balance as well. And so, feel your feet on the earth. Acknowledge that there is energy still rushing along your nervous system. Will continue to do so for the next 24 to 48 hours. Some of you will feel it more, some of it will feel it less. There is no formula. It is not that one is less equipped of running energy. It is all about your unique physical body being differently attuned. That is okay. As I said in the beginning, you all hold different frequencies. You all are unique. And together you create this beautiful orchestra of love and light. Feel your toes, wiggle your fingers, move a little bit, so you can come back into the here and now fully. Now at this time, I would like for Mark to announce one more time the phone number, and then I would like for you, Mark, even so the energy is very high and possibly will distort the music, to play another short piece to give people the chance to call in with questions if they want to, and if you too, Mark, can give another oneness blessing, even so I've been feeling that you've continuously been given oneness blessings. Thank you very much. But if you just want to add a little bit of that touch to it too, it would be great. So just
okay.
Announce the
right,
phone
you.
Number and then.
All right. If you'd like to call in, I know we have some callers in the call queue. We'll be excited to get to you in the next few minutes. And we'll be taking callers. If I haven't gotten to you yet, I'll be bringing you over and asking for your name in a minute or so. And if you'd like to call in, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663.
You can bring on your first caller, Mark.
Donna, you're on the air.
Greetings, Donna. I am St. Germain. How can I be of assistance to you?
Hello?
Hello, my dear. How can I be of assistance to you?
Hi. My name is Donna. How are you?
Good, and how are you doing?
Good, thank you. Yeah, I've had times where I've been at the beach and I've felt such sacredness with all the people and with everything, and I just feel like dropping to my knees because I feel like this holiness, and I can't make it happen. It just happens occasionally. And the other day I heard my mother, she's on the other side, and she said that I was going to be rewarded. And I don't know what that means yet, but I've had two dreams with her where we're celebrating and we're so joyful and happy. And so I have a feeling something's coming in for me. Yeah, I wanted to know if you were picking up on anything.
Well, certainly for you to be left behind here on Earth has been a great sacrifice, because you are not an earthbound being. You're very free soul. For you, being limitless is very important, and so being pushed into a human form has been rather uncomfortable for you for most of your life.
I agree.
And so because you still are willing to look beyond the limitation, because you still are willing to just surrender and open yourself up to the divine, to the sacredness, to the holiness to come through you, and especially in connection to water, because water is such a powerful conduit for you, purifier for you. It is easier for you then to open up to the vastness of all that is. It makes you such a very powerful light worker here on Earth, helping and anchoring a higher frequency of love where it is needed. And yes, that would be rewarded. Most importantly, though, in this process, recognize that you're also being tested in a way. Because the moment you're doing this work out of the need of being rewarded, which you don't, I know you don't, but the moment you follow that temptation, it will interfere with the flow of creation. So be aware that there, even in that thought process, there's a little bit of a temptation that is coming from the outer frequency around you. Stay in your alignment with the divine as best as you can, and know that the reward is coming through your alignment with that divine self of yours, working together to create a future in alignment with your heart. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense. Yeah. I do a lot of meditation, and a lot of times in my meditation, I'll feel this holiness come up. And oh my gosh, it's like, I don't know what to do with it. It's like, it's not me. You know what I mean? It's, yeah.
Love, no judgment. The key always in this moment is love. The greatest challenge for all of you, light workers especially, is to not allow yourself to be seduced to react with fear in the face of adversity and darkness. Love is and will always be the only answer to bring about healing and change where it is needed. And you're doing a very, very beautiful job with that. And yes, the rewards will come not as a multi-million dollar lottery win, but it will come to you gradually more and more as you experience more and more miracles in your life, bringing to you that what you need at every moment in time.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll just keep
doing what you're doing. You're doing beautifully. And we are truly applauding you, knowing how much of a sacrifice it is for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Blessings to you. And it is so.
Thank you. You too.
Marilyn, you're on.
Okay. Hi, this
Greetings,
is Marilyn.
How can I be of assistance to you, my dear?
Saint Germain, thank you for that beautiful meditation. I heard what you were saying about the time in between of the letting go and the creating of the new. And I have been in the process of I think that transition time as well, about to launch a business. And I'm just wondering, I have a lot of different modalities to offer people, and I can work with people in a different way, but my emphasis is really on connection to the inner self, to the true essence, to the soul. And I'm wondering if you have any thoughts about really the best way to bring that to people in addition to meditation.
First of all, the idea for you is to create a mixture of everything. You're going to use your own language. You're going to use your own understanding of the language of love and light. And that's at the core of what you're doing, is the language of love and light, to assist those that come to you to connect with their most inner self, to remember again the language of love and light. Mm-hmm. The best way for you to approach with this time is very important for you. Consider this time as the time when someone is pregnant. And there's a time where it can hurt. There's a time when you go through certain shifts, where you eat certain food, you don't eat certain food. You're in this pregnancy time. And please, please do not rush this. The key for you in this time of pregnancy is to go as much as you can into the silence. And don't force results to come, but allow them to come at the appropriate time. Right now, you're almost overthinking it. You're too much in your mind. Go back into your heart. Go back into your own inner connection. But always remember that that what you're creating at this time, what you're in the process of giving birth to, is not about something that you must do to help humanity or have to do to help humanity, but it is about that what brings you the greatest fulfillment as an artist of life and healing to bring out in the world. That is very important. What brings the greatest fulfillment is in your own self as you offer this creation to the world. Does that make sense? This is very important. This is not about sacrifice. This is about love and joy.
Yeah. Oh, that's perfect. And you said the word preferment. Is that what you were saying, Saint Germain?
What you prefer, what's calling to you. And the part in this is solitude, quietude, going within to hear that true divine voice that already knows who you are and knows what brings you joy and happiness. It is your humanness that wants to control the process, that wants to rush the process, that wants to make sure that all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. You don't have to do that. It will happen effortlessly. And the more you allow, the more you are in your heart, the faster that's going to be.
Oh, perfect. I understand what you're saying. Thank you so much for that guidance. So beautiful.
You're very welcome, my dear. And there are great, great things awaiting you. And we are supporting you. And we are excited to see that day of birth coming. And it'll be coming sooner than you even think.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'm smiling.
And I want you to envision me, Saint Germain, standing right next to you when you give birth and helping you in this birthing process.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome, my dear. Take care. Blessings to you. And it is so.
Sue, you're on.
Hi. I would like to know, what is it? Is there something that I need to know in terms of bringing newness as I either relocate or transition to another career vocation?
You are moving to another location because you've changed.
Mm-hmm.
And you're no longer who you were. And so you have to move into a different environment that supports the new you.
Yes.
Allow that to take place first. Don't worry so much about your role that you're going to play in that new place. That's going to happen soon enough. One baby step after another. Again, I understand and we so much appreciate many of your light workers have such a deep, deep desire to bring about healing and change into the world. You're one of them, and we thank you for that.
It's draining now.
Yes. And right now, it's more about giving yourself time for this next transition. Allowing yourself that space necessary for the transformation to take place. Then you can move more into a place of action again. This is more about going in a place of silence, in a place of self-nurturing. Before you nurture those around you. So set a little bit more boundaries. We would like you to set a little bit more boundaries and a little bit of stepping away from the caretaker role into just being the caretaker to your own self. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
So that you can go through the transition that you're going through right now and don't have to sacrifice so much in the process. It doesn't have to be hardship. It can also be joyful and easy and effortless if you allow your divine guidance to just carry you through instead of trying to do everything yourself.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is I just need to be more step back and just allow and be more self-caring?
Yes, very much so. For now, it's going to change soon, but you're going to be stepping into action because action is who you are. But for right now, this is what you need, yes.
Okay. Thank
you. Blessings to you, Madeline. You're very welcome.
Okay. Kate, you're on.
Thank you.
Greetings, my dear. How can I be of assistance?
Greetings, Saint Germain. So the pain that I continue to experience in the right side of my occipital protuberance and down my shoulders and arm for several years now is really coming back very strong, and it's discouraging
yes,
to me.
Yes, right now it is coming very strong for you, the physical pain, because you're being downloaded at a very high frequency right now, and your body is having a little bit of difficulties with that. It is your nervous system that's reacting. It's your muscular structure that's reacting. So simply know that this is a sign of an intense energy download, and that you, because you can run such high energy frequencies, are taking a little bit of a burden on you to help in the integration of these frequencies into the collective consciousness. That's why this is taking place right now. And you can see the shifts and the shaking and everything being uprooted in a way. So as you use the in-breath and the out-breath to breathe out some of those frequencies further into the earth, it will assist in releasing some of the pain that is tension building up within you from these downloads.
So thank you for sharing that with me. Does it have nothing to do with the experience that I had in New York last year when I was with that person?
Don't believe that. That is your humanness that is bringing up the fear of the darkness. No, it was a trigger point that got you ready for being able to hold a higher frequency. Call it a school, a training ground, an obstacle course you have been going through for quite some time. But because of you being able to maintain more and more that inner balance, regardless of the outer circumstances, you are more effective as a light worker as well.
Well, you know, I felt a little bit led to the slaughter there.
And you were, but that is how you on a higher level choose to experience things. If it doesn't make a big, loud boom, you're not taking it in as a real lesson. You can do it differently, but that's not how on a... Your heritage is a heritage of, shall we lovingly call it, an action hero in the universal realm. And so for you, it needs that intensity for it to settle truly within you.
Well, okay. That is difficult for me to keep withstanding it. It makes me want to retreat. I feel like I opened my heart so much.
But you haven't retreated, and that is your power. Of course you want to. Of course you want to shut down, but you haven't. And that is how you make a difference in the world. You once said yourself that you're willing to be in the position of being a general of love and light, a general of my army of transformation. And so you can release that position at any moment in time, but as you have that position, you are carrying that tension between light and darkness, between love and fear, to another level. And so, yes, it can be easy for you to say you're going to walk away from everything, but then now you won't, because you carry the violet flame so strongly within you.
May I ask you a question? I am being called into further entanglement or potential further entanglement with this person that you know is of such high profile, and I have been saying...
And that's okay. If you do choose to walk that path now that I'm with you, and you shall be safe. You will know what to do.
Well, let me ask. I really need, my human self really needs guidance here, because, you know, Bob's involved and he's looking to my higher power. And I am trying to say, if this is your choice, go with God. That's your choice. I don't know if it's for the best and highest good. That felt like an assassination.
We will talk about this after the radio show. I will make sure that Brigida will contact you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
And it is so. Namaste.
Thank you. Namaste.
Okay, we're all set.
Wonderful. Blessings to all of you. I am Saint Germain. And continue your path of transformation. You're not alone. We are all with you. And it is so. Namaste.
All right. I think that's it for another great show. And Mike, it was great to have you on the music. And Brigida, just amazing channeling.
Well, thank you very much. Mark, it was also great to have you. You know, you help us moving through the ups and downs of a radio show and left and right. So thank you for the oneness blessing. Thank you, Mike, for your beautiful music. And thank you everybody for listening. It's been awesome. It's been fun, and we'll connect with all of you again in a month from now. Have a great equinox. And Mike, you're on too. You want to say anything?
Yeah, it was an amazing show. Thank you.
All right, love you lot.
Very. Okay, take care, everybody. You've been listening to the Saint Germain Radio Show on Spiritual Connections Radio. Will be on the second Tuesday in October, and we're looking forward to hearing from everybody. All right, take care. Good night, everybody.